This is London Calling, Modern Lessons from Ancient Pompeii, by Adam J. West, read by William Williams. This summer, tens of thousands of Britons have marveled at the British Museum's Life and Death in Pompeii and Herculaneum exhibit, which powerfully depicts the conditions in 79 AD, just before those ancient Italian cities were destroyed by a massive volcanic eruption from Mount Vesuvius. The exhibit will close on September 29th, but its lessons should remain with us. What parallels exist between Pompeii and modern-day Britain? Does Britain's future in any way resemble Pompeii's past? A Day of Terror. For some time prior to the eruption, tectonic plates rumbled underfoot, yet the inhabitants of Pompeii and Herculaneum were indifferent to the dangers lurking within Mount Vesuvius, just a stone's throw away. Finally, after about 16 years of rumbling, Mount Vesuvius could no longer contain the mounting pressure caused by superheated gases, pumice, and other rocks. On August 24, 79 AD, the volcano bellowed and belched forth an eruption column of scorching material that rose and hovered 19 miles aloft, visible for hundreds of miles around. When the column collapsed, 2,000 lives were reduced to ashes within a day. The once thriving cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum were buried under a mountain of incinerated residue and rock. Millions of tons of debris encased the cities in a time capsule waiting to be uncovered 17 centuries later. What was life like for the citizens of Pompeii and Herculaneum before those dark hours? What can the destruction of these cities teach us about today's Britain and the rest of the world? How is it relevant today? The answers to these questions are vital. Frozen in time. In 1748, a surveying engineer began to unearth the area around the destroyed cities. What was found has since astonished the world. Beneath thick layers of ash and sediment, 13 to 20 feet deep, slept these ancient cities, frozen in time, appearing just as they did nearly 1,700 years before. This summer, the British Museum in London partnered with the Archaeological Superintendency of Naples and Pompeii to display more than 250 objects unearthed from Pompeii and Herculaneum. Record crowds came to learn from this detailed unveiling of first-century Roman life. The museum displayed artifacts such as pitchers, baking pans, elegant vases, well-crafted furniture, and ornate paintings. The exhibit showcased the sharp contrast between the lives of opulence and leisure some in these cities enjoyed, and the abject poverty and trampled dignity in which others lived. The cities were host to Roman baths, bars, and brothels, where slavery, sexual licentiousness, and pleasure-seeking were the order of the day. Visibly, this environment of unbridled desires and fulfillments was much like ours today.